Welcome to the Editor's Weekly Podcast. This is your host, Gaming and Insurrection Chief, Lindsay Mosley. And this is episode 19 for Gaming Insurrection's supposedly weekly podcast. We have pretty much made it like a monthly thing now instead of a weekly thing because, you know, life kind of takes over. So, just want to say what's up. And we're going to be talking about Tekken, because Tekken is hot. So, keeping in mind that we're talking about Tekken, you know who I'm joined by. It's that Prince of the Iron Fist Tournament 6, Jamie Mosley. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I don't know about no Prince in Tekken 6, but... I guess it's okay since we did do that feature about, you know, Tekken. I don't know about it in Tekken 6. I only had it for a couple weeks, so.
Yeah, we've been kind of behind because we haven't had any money. And so I just bought him Tekken 6 for 360 for, you know, early anniversary gift. And that should tell y'all what kind of wife I am. I'm kind of awesome, I would like to think, sometimes. Because I supply my spouse with Tekken and other video games. Like, I'm not averse to him playing video games and stuff. I mean, we kind of run a gaming publication, so he would need to be playing stuff. But, I mean, I was like, you know, Tekken 6 it's been out for like a year. You know, you need to be able to play this stuff. I know you like to play Tekken, so, you know, here's Tekken 6. See if you like it. And, so, he's been playing it. I've been watching it. And I have to say, I'm not traditionally a Tekken player, so I really cannot tell y'all about gameplay. I mean, I play it very little. The last Tekken that I actually really have played was Tekken Tag. Really. I mean, I played 4 a little bit, but I knew by then that I wasn't going to be a good Tekken player to begin with, so... I mean, I knew that, so I was just like, I didn't play it seriously. But I have kept up with the Tekken series. I mean, I know about the storyline. I know the pretty much the details of the storyline, who's related to who, how scenario campaign works, that kind of stuff. I even have played a little bit of Tekken Force mode. And if you watch any of our videos on our YouTube account, you can see I actually played Tekken Bowl more than anything else in Tekken Tag. I'm more of a Tekken Bowl. I play more of the mini games, and so Tekken Bowl is like my favorite. And I won't say that I've mastered Tekken Bowl, but I'm at an advanced level with Tekken Bowl. I have yet to play the PSP version that's in Dark Resurrection, so I'm kind of mad about that, but... I'm not surprised, though, because really I haven't even played Tekken. I've never actually played Tekken 5. Like, I've never actually sat down and played it. So, I like to think that, though, that I am pretty hip to what's going on with the Tekken series. But, you know, the Prince of the Iron Fist here can tell you that he's more in tune with what's going on with Tekken. Like, he keeps up with that kind of stuff. So, and he's really good. Like...
I don't keep up with that kind of stuff. Only thing I keep up was, okay, this guy right here doesn't like this guy, so he really wants to beat this guy's ass. Let's make him beat this guy's ass. Why do he want to beat this guy? We don't really care. We can come up with storylines like this guy owe me milk money or something like that. We didn't care about it in the arcade. Of course, you know, they got this now huge political thing going on, but I tend to think, you know, reason that a lot of these people are out there fighting other than to become billionaires. Just because this guy owes me milk money.
Well, I mean, you know how I make up my storylines for Tekken 6. We were talking about this last night. Actually, I was more than one talking about it, and he was ignoring me as he was playing Tekken 6. And
kind of hard to concentrate on survival when someone's trying to make you laugh.
But it was funny. I was trying to be funny. And so,
she's saying, I'm trying to make you laugh. And then she said, you died again. And then she starts back up and is like, you're not laughing. You died again. So.
Yes, well, he was fighting against Azazel and with Julia, and it was just not working. He was not doing too well there. But I like to make up the storylines for Tekken, seeing as though I have now paid attention to 6 Tekken games. Because I don't really count one. Like, I didn't even really... I mean, I noticed one was out when it was out in the arcades, but I didn't pay attention to Tekken. I know it is, but, like, I didn't pay any attention to it.
That's what got everything started. As long as you didn't watch the animated movie, that's what got everything started.
Yeah, the animated movie looks really bad.
It wasn't horrible. It had some good things in there, like, you know, they show Kazooie being thrown off the cliff. Unfortunately, then he met John when he was, like, 8. Or something like that. Some bobcat ate a rabbit and he was going to defeat the bobcat for. Supposed to show young love. Then they don't meet each other again until like in their 20s. And yes. Then there was some crazy stuff. It was a tournament, but a lot of people they said was in the tournament didn't really make sense. Like Lei Wulong and Jack was working together in the movie.
Why would Lei Wulong and Jack work together?
Well, Jack was trying to, I can't even remember the little girl's name.
Jane.
Yes. Jack was trying to get Jane some help. Lei Wulong was trying to find out what exactly Heihachi Mishima was doing on the island in the first place, because the tournament took place on the island. He was trying to figure out what Heihachi was doing on the island in the first place, to figure out what the Mishimas were doing. That was his sole goal there. And also with John. John was supposed to be doing the same thing. John decided she was going to enter the tournament and follow Kazuya because, you know,
she's drawn to him.
It was strange. She was asking him the whole time. He was like, Kazuya was like, I must defeat Heihachi. She's like, why are you so angry at him? Is it because he threw you off the cliff? Yes, bitch. It's exactly because he threw me off the cliff. That's all he needed to say. I mean, what other reason did you need?
So, I mean, seriously, like, his daddy basically tried to kill him.
So then you had Lee on there, who decided he was, you know, he had been doing all these tampering with animals, and then they decided to make Alex, and Alex was awesome. Except Alex did things on the movie, the animated movie, that he didn't do in the video games.
Such as eat Anna.
No, he didn't do that. What he did was, they gave him the Predator technology, where he can just blend into the backgrounds and fight against people in internment without people knowing that they were there. Yeah.
In the world?
It was stupid.
He didn't even have that in the...
No, he didn't.
He just fought. I mean, he was made by the Mishima Zabatsu, but he wasn't... Yeah. He didn't have, like, camouflage and stuff. He
didn't have no camouflage.
What the hell? That's strange.
He didn't shoot anything out of his mouth.
Like Riptor from Killer Instinct?
Pretty much is what it seemed like they were trying to do there.
Oh, word. Like, no.
So, and then...
whoever made that movie should be sacked immediately.
The island was being destroyed while Kazuya and Heihachi was fighting. Go figure. Girls fighting. There's fire being erupting from the ground. There's lava and everything. And Jun's out there trying to save Kazuya. And Kazuya's like, I gotta kill Heihachi. And then the movie goes off. And I was like, that had absolutely nothing to do with the Tekken video game, other than the names. Heihachi threw Kazuya off the cliff. Lee doesn't like Kazuya. Heihachi doesn't like Kazuya. Kazuya doesn't like Heihachi or Kazuya or Lee.
Kazuya don't like Kazuya.
Kazuya doesn't like Kazuya.
Actually, and you know, they've changed it. Okay, you can tell we're Americans because we call him Kazuya.
Yes.
But, like, in Kazuya. Yeah, in the games, it's like it's actually Kazuya.
Kazuya.
Kazuya Mishima. Mishima.
I know on Tekken 2, when you pick Heihachi, it's a Heia Heihaki. And I was like, Heia Heihaki? Oh, we've been saying this name wrong the whole time. Yeah, I seem like Heihachi instead.
I like Heihachi.
So.
Like, I would name my son Heihachi. I would name my son Kazuya, actually.
But
I would. I would name him Mishima.
Now, in the first Tekken, I didn't like... actually, I didn't really want to play with anybody too much on the first one. I mean, it was... I guess because I started with Tekken 2 first, and the gameplay had changed so much. I mean, when you go back... playing Tekken 1 is like saying, you know, I'm going to start off and play a fighting game. I'm going to start with Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, God, that's like the worst choice in the world.
So you start off with that game. You get really good. And then someone's like, oh, if you can play that really good, you know, you could probably play this game right here. And they give you Street Fighter 2. So, you're going to notice a huge difference of what you can and cannot do. And that was the difference between Tekken and Tekken 2. You have more of a combo opportunity because apparently Tekken wasn't designed originally with the combo. So when someone played with Kazuya and uppercut him, did like two or three hits in a combo during the tournament, and people was like, oh, that's some hot stuff! Oh! And then they start working on it. Next thing you know, Tekken 2 comes up, and you get Nina, who's the juggle queen of all Tekken stuff, regardless, who can just juggle someone for like 5 or 6 hits. Or Jun, when she shows up, and she doesn't really have to really juggle you that much, because she'll hit you like 20 times before the man says fight. She's like, pop, 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 pop. And he's like, round one. And then you fall over. But it was a huge difference. So I didn't play. I played Tekken a lot, enough to play with each character over and over, and realized that on the first Tekken, I probably like Yoshimitsu more than anything else. But when it came to Tekken 2, I don't think I had an extra extreme. Well, Nina was my favorite on Tekken 2. Because she was a combo queen, and, you know, counters. Counters meant everything in that game. I couldn't play Hey, I Hate Hockey. Because...
What in the world?
Because, it was a good player, and he was highly played in tournaments. But I did play him because I was like, I can counter anything he does, so what difference does it make? Do that uppercut, buddy, so I can throw you. And that's how I figured. But it wasn't until Tekken 3 came out before I decided I want to switch over to other characters and go all around. I didn't play Nina as much anymore because I got addicted to Paul. I didn't play Paul at all in 2 because I was like, Paul sucks. I mean, you can see everything that's coming. It's ridiculous. Why would you even play with him? Then Tekken 3 came on. I was like, why would you not play with Paul? Everyone else sucks.
Paul, you told me Paul was the great equalizer.
Well, a strategy guide that we were reading about, when Tekken 3 came out, a friend of mine, Kaylin, actually had it, and we were reading.
Hold on. Kaylin, by the way, is getting like his 10th mention on this podcast. Kaylin is awesome. Kaylin is also a very good Tekken player, and I like watching Kaylin play, because I've seen Kaylin play maybe once or twice. And, you know, like, he's pretty good. I'm like, damn, Kaylin, can I get some of them skills, please? So, brother Kaylin, when you hear this here podcast, this is like your 10th mention, I'm pretty certain. Yeah, we really need y'all to, like, hook us up with some money so that Kaylin can come play with us, can play Tekken with us. We've played online with him, but we would like to play with him in person. So, yeah, we need some money. But go ahead.
Okay. Kayla and I were sitting down, we were reading it and everything. And I was looking over the book and were reading about Paul while Kayla was playing Tekken 3 on my PlayStation at the time. And it's like, he picked King. He's like, you want me to teach it some moves? I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I'm sitting there reading about Paul and everything, and it said, Paul has his right punch, his right fist, cocked at all times.
What in the world?
Just remember, the roll forward and right punch is Paul's great equalizer. And I didn't think about it until, you know, Tekken 3, you can do an insane amount of damage really quick.
Yes.
I
see our Tekken videos on that one. Tekken 3 videos.
I was losing against, I don't even remember who I was losing against. I was losing against somebody. And I remember rolling forward and hitting the right punch because Kalen's like, don't forget he's got the Great Equalizer, because we had already was laughing about it. So I was like, oh yeah. So I rolled forward and I hit the person as a counter hit and it killed them from half life. And I was like, oh my gosh. Why I've never played him before? Oh no, man. He had it in two. I was like, why didn't I play him in two? Oh yeah, because I had Nina and I countered everybody in two.
Yeah.
So, but Paul has the Great Equalizer and he's had the Great Equalizer since two. Actually, I think.
He probably had it in one.
He had it in the first one, too. He had it in the first, but in the first one, it just came out slow.
Yeah.
So, you can kind of see. Well, everything was slow in the first one, except for,
everything was slow in the first one. Heihachi
and Kazuya, but he had the Great Equalizer, but most of the time, you could just sidestep it. Back when sidestepping was simple. You tapped down, or you went down up, decided which way you want to go. Unlike 4, where, you know, you just press up and all of a sudden it looks like you're walking a circle around a person. Kind of hard to hit someone who's constantly moving. Which is the theory they had behind that, which was good. But people who play Tekken 3 and Tekken Tag didn't necessarily like that.
No.
So, that was fine. But, I said all that because, as Kalen was over there teaching the computer how to do the Rolling Death Cradle with King. We decided that we were going to go up to an arcade and play against some people. Or as Kayla said, let's go up there and see if there is any competition up there. So we went up there. And as soon as Kayla walked in, everyone's like, oh, here he comes. You know, I'm spent up all my money. You know, I ain't spending no more money against him. So I went over, got me some. Because it was a Namco arcade, so, you know, I had to get some tokens. So I got over, got some tokens. I went over there, and the guy was like, you mind if I play? No, I don't mind, you know. I just don't want to play against Kayla. Okay. And when I first started Tekken 3, I think I start playing as Paul. No, I start playing as Brian. But,
he's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Yeah, Brian's one of my favorites. Anyone who has seemed to have a lot of power, which would be Heihachi, Kazuya, depends on which gen it is. Brian, Paul. I play Kuma a lot, too. Kuma has a lot of power.
Damn angry bear.
But I played that guy. I specifically played that guy with against, and I had Jin. Because Jin Tekken 3 was absolutely ridiculous.
He was ridiculous. See our video on Jin with his ridiculousness.
So the guy's like, oh, you know, Jin, you know, I only understand, you know, the guy's he's a pushover. And I think they played, what were they playing? Oh, they were playing Eddie.
Jin was designed specifically to be a killer in 3.
But the guy didn't know that I particularly hated Eddie.
Eddie, you know, people like the reason, blood match with Eddie.
The reason I hated Eddie was there's some really good skilled Eddie players out there. Yeah. They really are. They know exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones who's just tapping buttons and beating people because, like, you know, I'm really good at this game. They only play Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm really good at this game. So yeah. He was one of those people who's like, I'm really good with this game because, you know, went through the arcade playing on medium and beat, you know, I think he had like 8 wins by the time I got to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just tapping buttons away and everything. And I was like, I really hate Eddie. I really hate Eddie. So, from the first round, I remember doing a sweep, 3-ring circus, and 4-4 right punch. And that took him down a good bit until, yeah, it took him almost half life. Because it was a counter hit. It took him almost half life. And then he got up and ran over to me, because that's what everyone does once you push them away. They run over to you.
That's a bad idea, 3. Even I realized that about Tekken.
He came over and ran over to you, and when anyone run over to you,
you gotta do that Mishima uppercut.
They always slide. Yeah. So I let him slide. He got up, and when anyone gets up, they roll backwards, and they do a sweep. And that's exactly what he did. He rolled back. He did a sweep. And I did, like, three gut punches that popped him up in the air and an uppercut and he was dead.
I like that. I like that combo with Jim where he does the three straight punches and then because he goes left, right, left, and then you finish off with the uppercut, the Mishima uppercut that all of them have.
Yes.
Where he does because it's the super version of him, where he spins around.
Yeah, the unblockable. Yes.
Yeah, and then he uppercuts the shit out of you. You die.
Just him and Kazuya, the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought Heihachi got it.
No, Heihachi chops you on top of your head.
Yeah, he got the death from above. Isn't that what it's called?
He got the chop. He chops you on top of the head. Only real move I know of Heihachi is get a stomp. Because I thought that was the perfect name for everything.
Well, I mean, he is wearing those very awesome Gator sandals
that
you know, he steps on you with. Yeah. Well, he does the. You say he do the headbutt, the electric noogie.
Yeah, we call it the electric noogie. Yeah, when he grabs you in the headlock and everything, we call it the electric noogie.
And then he headbutts you.
And then we have the chain headbutt, because there's a few people that you can just have the headbutt wars with.
Yes.
Which we love.
Well, actually, Nina is the other character. She can go back and forth with slapping people. I read that last night.
She can go back and forth with slapping women.
Women. Certain characters.
Or they counter her slaps.
Yeah. And then she can keep doing it.
Yeah, she can counter her slaps. Yes.
Yes. He has the headbutt with people.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's the best name in the world. So, Kaylin and I know Clint will do it in a heartbeat. They'll run over and they'll grab someone and they'll start the headbutt combo. Well, if Clint does it, you don't want to finish it off because Clint already knows he's going to win. But Kayla and I, we were just starting up a match and everything, and it's like, you ready? Yeah. So we'll just keep going back and forth and see what you want. And we'll spend dozens of tokens just to have that because it was entertaining.
That's sad.
Just because it was entertaining. It's like, buddy, I'm going to win this one. So it was awesome, though. But those were grand times.
I didn't play too much Tekken. I mean, because, like, I went to the arcade, and I remember seeing we had a Tekken 2 machine.
It was because you were playing Mortal Kombat.
Yes, I was playing Mortal Kombat. And if you read my editorial, speaking of which, I have an editorial on our blog at GI Forum at gaminginsurrection.com/GI Forum. I wrote about how I did not play Tekken because I was too busy playing Mortal Kombat. And to my detriment, but I wished I'd been playing Tekken instead, because I probably would have been okay at Tekken. If I had actually started playing Tekken when it came out, I would probably be pretty decent at Tekken now.
Maybe around about 2. I didn't start until about 2, so.
But I actually remember when 2 came out. I remember the reviews when 2 came out. And 2, everybody in the gaming press blew 2 up.
Well, one character had 30-something moves, so. That was the first one. Everyone's like, you get 30-something moves? That's ridiculous. That's unheard of. I can't...
At the time,
And you can do combos with every single... That's ridiculous. That's insane. I remember getting a load of brochures about it because Namco passed around brochures. Here's a move list. And I was like, oh, it's a little brochure. My gosh, I don't know... That looks ridiculous. I don't think I could do... Armor King. Well, that name right there says I have to learn him.
I didn't play. I was playing Mortal Kombat at the time. That was like 96 when 2 came out. So I remember vaguely when 1 came out because I was in the 8th grade, and I was playing Mortal Kombat, but specifically Mortal Kombat 2. And then like between my 8th and 9th grade year, MK3 came out, and so I was playing that. But when Tekken 2 came out, I remember that. I was in, like, the 10th grade, and I remember Tekken being, like, the killer app on PlayStation when it came out. And so I remember going to the arcades, and I saw Tekken 2. I was like, man, what the hell is a Tekken? Like, I couldn't even pronounce it at the time. I was like, what is that? Tekken? Tech? I mean, what is that? And then I was like, oh, what's the King of the Iron Fist? And I remember when it was even called Rave War, which was strange. But I remember that. I remember saying, what is this? And, like, I remember thinking, oh, it's just like Virtua Fighter. I'm not playing that. Because I didn't play Virtua Fighter either. I could not see myself playing Virtua Fighter.
It was not like Virtua Fighter.
It really isn't. It's not. It really.
Everyone just automatically figured, oh, it's 3D characters, Nanoring. It's like Virtua Fighter. It's like, it's not like, only thing you got like Virtua Fighter is the fact that someone's on the ground, you can jump up and hit them. That's the only thing like Virtua Fighter.
But what you have to remember about that time was there were a lot of 3D knockoffs at the time. Yeah. Like Battle Arena Toshinden. What was the other one?
I played the crap out of Battle Arena Toshinden.
It was another one, too. It was Tekken, Battle Arena Toshinden. Fighting Vipers. That's what it was. Fighting Vipers. Virtual Fighter. I remember seeing all of this. And I remember even playing Battle Arena Toshinden. And I was like, come on, y'all. This is some crap. Like, hell, I'll play Tekken before I play this.
I played a lot of Toshinden. Well, actually, me and Ted played a lot of Toshinden. It wasn't a bad game. It wasn't
as
horrible.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
It wasn't as horrible. Some of the sequels, they started running it into the ground. But
of course,
it wasn't as bad as everyone said. You know, don't play that game. That game's horrible. That game's just complete. You want to play Mortal Kombat 1?
No. If I had a choice, I would probably play now. If I had a choice now, I would play Battle Arena Toshinden before I played Mortal Kombat.
One, you can't compare them. They're two different games.
It's two separate.
I mean, you can't compare the same thing. But Americans being the way that Americans are, it's a fighting game, so automatically you got to compare it to another fighting game.
Yes.
Like the same thing, this goes for the same people. They do it in a heartbeat. Halo and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know, you want to play Call of Duty more than Halo. Halo's better. No. Call of Duty's better than Halo. No. There's two separate shooting games. You can't compare the two together.
No. So. And that was like trying to compare Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter together. They're two separate things. You cannot compare those games because the systems are completely different.
Now, you can compare Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, and Killer Instinct to those two. You can compare Killer Instinct to those two because Killer Instinct's a ripoff of both of them. But that's about as far as you can do it.
Yeah.
But, Tekken, I've never looked. When I looked at Tekken, even the first Tekken I looked at, and I didn't see anything close to what Virtua Fighter that people were talking about. It looks like Virtua Fighter. No, it doesn't. It doesn't look anything like Virtua Fighter. Where do you see Virtua Fighter at?
The blocky graphics is what was making people think that it was a lot like Virtua Fighter. That was the basis for it. I remember that. People saying, it looks just like Tekken. But it didn't play anything. It played a little bit like Tekken, but not a whole lot like Tekken. If you sat down with the game engines, you see that it's nowhere near the same kind of system.
I never got that. That's like saying Madden, the NFL 2K is the same thing.
I know,
and
right?
It's not. It's not. And there's nothing going to be about that. No. So, Greenwood. I didn't play Tekken in Greenwood. I didn't play Tekken 2, thanks to a man by the name of Reed Satterfield, who helped me out a lot on there. I played the crap out of Tekken 2. Unfortunately, in Greenwood, it wasn't until Reed got there and told everyone, you know, your buttons are set up. Because we never thought anything was wrong. We were playing Tekken the way we were playing Tekken. We didn't realize until Reed got there and said, your buttons are set up wrong.
Mm.
Your left punch button is right here. But your right put button is down here connected to your right kick.
Mm.
And your...
Wow, so somebody had crossed up the cherry switches?
Yeah, she just wired it up wrong. She just wired it up wrong, so it wasn't... So she went ahead and she hired Reed. Once he pointed that out, she hired Reed, and Reed decided to fix it. It's like, now I gotta relearn this game all over again. And... I mean, it's not the same. I gotta. What's that you're doing? 10 hits, you say. How do you do that? You know, that would've been more difficult if the way the other thing set up. I'm glad you're here, Reed. So, so that helped out. Tekken 3, of course. I didn't play King. Well, I played King a little bit on the first one because, you know, King wore that tie in the second.
That tie was hot. That tie was hot with that tiger mask. That was rather hot.
So, it wasn't until Tekken 3 showed up and everything, and Caitlin's like, You ever seen some of his linkers? Linkers? You mean like the 10 hits and stuff? No. I mean like his grabs and stuff. Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of those. He's like, you seen the new ones? What new ones? He's got new ones. They keep adding more stuff. I mean, I had like 30 moves last game, man. How many more?
I think about 45 to 50 on this one.
Really? Let's see him. So first thing Kalen showed us, like, the rolling death cradle. He's like, game over, man. Because that's pretty much what happened then. Tekken 3, if he did the rolling death cradle, it was game over.
Yeah, I watched people play Tekken 3 and Tekken Tag with him. The guy I used to play with all the time named Juan. Gosh, I can't think of Juan's last name, but Juan's screen name was... Juan's screen name is really a bad... We're not going to even go into what his screen name is. But Juan was phenomenal with King. That was like his top character. He was phenomenal with King. I was like... Juan, seriously? That's all he played with was King. He liked the wrestler part of King.
In Tekken 3, if they want to go by tiers, in Tekken 3, I'll have to say that everyone was probably a top tier on that, except for Gun when Gun got home. But everyone else.
Oh, God, the ridiculous. Yeah.
Everyone on there were probably top tier, because everyone, due to the damage skilling they had on there, could kill you easily.
Yes.
Without you even knowing.
Yep.
Well,
also, what I liked about Tekken 3 was the fact that a lot of them started having a lot more detail in the characters. So, yes, I could look at Paul and think, yeah, he probably would kill me. Paul, I mean, seriously, Paul hit you like 3 times and you're dead.
Well, they start giving them more of a personality, and well, two, they started personality. It's just the graphics didn't quite keep
quite
up with it.
Catch up
it
yet.
Was catching. I mean, some of the stuff was just genius, like, fighting against Devil, and all you see is like a hall of nothing but images. Yeah,
the hall of mirrors was nasty. I was like, what? And I didn't even like Tekken like that. That was the thing. I was like, seriously, what are the guys doing over there on the Tekken games? Like, I mean, I kind of would pay a half a bit attention to them. It really wasn't until 3 came out that I really paid attention, because as I pointed out in my editorial, that a significant other of mine at the time, who is also on my Facebook friends list now, thanks Antoine, introduced me to Tekken 3. He was like, you've got to play this game. This game is the only reason why you need to own a PlayStation. You need to get a PlayStation. You need to get a PlayStation. You need to drop Nintendo 64. Man, just bump Nintendo 64. You need to get a PlayStation because Tekken 3 is it. That's just it. I was like, what the hell is a... Okay, whatever. You know what? No. I don't give a damn about PlayStation. All right, but... I mean, that's all he talked about. Between Final Fantasy 7... Metal Gear Solid, because y'all heard me say this, where I was like, they need to let Final Fantasy and Metal Gear go. Yeah, he was the reason why I don't like either one of those series, really. But between those two and Tekken, because he loved fighting games. That's all he really played. I mean, he played fighting games all the time. But he was all about some Tekken. And between Tekken 3 and Tekken 2, I mean, you couldn't, there was no talking to him about fighting games other than that, because he really didn't like anything else. I mean, he really didn't, but he, he liked Street Fighter, I take that back, he did like Street Fighter, because he likes Sagat, but, once he got his PlayStation, he got Tekken 3. And that was it. Tekken 3 and Rival Schools, because he liked Rival Schools. And that's how I got to playing Rival Schools. But Tekken 3, oh my God, that's all he talked about was Tekken 3. Man, he was the one told me, he was the very first person that told me the storyline about Heihachi throwing Kazuya off the cliff, and then Kazuya coming back and throwing Heihachi off the cliff.
That was the main draw to a lot of people. That was like, yeah, so... Due to the time, you know, your teenagers are, you know, and that's mainly what was growing on.
Yes.
Teenagers are, you know, and the people in their early 20s.
In their early 20s, yeah.
But imagine your dad beat you up when you were a little kid and threw you off a cliff and told you, you know, if you could survive, then you come back and beat me. You know, you take all these billions of dollars that I have. What would you do? And everyone I know, every guy I know answers that question like, well, I climb my ass back up that cliff and I'll throw him back down. That's exactly what he does in this game right here.
Yep.
Oh! Next thing you know, people are like, man, I got to beat my dad's ass. That's all I got to do.
You got to beat your ass.
So.
But yeah, he was the one who told me that. And I was like, man, what are you talking about? Like, seriously? Really? You know what I'm about right now? I'm about a blue ninja and a yellow ninja fighting. Okay? And the blue ninja done killed that yellow ninja, so the yellow ninja undead, and he done come back and got a spear coming out of his hand, talking about, get over here. That's what I'm about right now. We ain't about no daddy and son fighting and throwing people off of volcanoes and shit, and people dying and coming back. We ain't talk about that. We talk about a blue ninja and a yellow ninja fighting from an ancient clan called the Lin Kuei. So, no, I mean, like, I really didn't pay Tekken any attention. It wasn't until after we broke up. When I was, like, between high school and college. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And since Tekken 3 is, like, the greatest thing in the world, apparently. Since I bought a PlayStation, I was like, all right, fine, let me get Tekken 3. Let me go get Tekken 3. I want to find out what's going on. So, I then read this really, really long fact from Ben Cureton, whose screen name is Tragic. All right, like, everybody in the community knows this guy because he's really good at Tekken and kept up with the storyline of it. And he also did a really great, he used to run a really good site for Guilty Gear. As a matter of fact, when Guilty Gear X came out, I was reading his fact too. But anyway, he did this really long fact on it. So I'm sitting there in my bedroom on my computer reading this fact, and I'm like, wow, this is some deep stuff right here. I got to keep up with this now. I suppose I'm probably not very good at the game. But I really need to keep up with this. So, I did. And I'm leaving out the part that my ex decided that, as a joke, we were going to name our kid Warong. And so, yeah, that's how much I had to put up with Tekken 3. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, like, I kept up with Tekken from that point on. I went back and did all the research, read all about the first two games. I kept up with the third game. I played 4 when it came out. I've not played 5. I've never actually physically sat down and played a game of 5 because at that point it was too advanced. Like, I knew enough to be dangerous in Tekken. I knew enough to bluff my way through a match right now. If you gave me a copy of Tekken Tag and said, here, play some people who don't have much skill as other people, but y'all know enough moves for a certain character, I could do that. I could bluff my way through a match with Warong, Ling Zhaoyu, and probably Martial Law. Probably. But that's about it. Because, I mean, otherwise, that's a no. Like, there's absolutely no playing for me. Well, I could do it maybe with Jun, too. I could do something, because you've taught me some stuff with Jun. But, I mean, like, I couldn't play Tekken to save my life if I really wanted to. So, I mean, like, and I went when I was in college. They had a PS2 in the game room at USC. And so I would bring in Tekken Tag. And they had a copy of Tekken Tag, I think. So I brought in my controllers and I was playing Tekken. And these guys decided they wanted to challenge me. And they were like, oh, it's a girl playing Tekken. Like, how does that work? Girls can't play Tekken. And I was like, are you serious? Please. I was like, I don't even play Tekken that much, and I'm beating y'all, so what should that say about y'all? Because I picked Warong, and I picked Ling Zhaoyu, and of course, you know, they were all like, oh, she's killing us, man, somebody's gotta, and I remember this guy comes in, he's like, somebody's gotta stop her kicks. I was like, y'all suck, seriously. Like, I've played Tekken Tag a total of 3 times. Come on, y'all. Y'all are sad. So, yeah, it was kind of funny, actually. I mean, like, they were lining up to fight me, and I'm like, you people suck. Like, seriously. I don't even play Tekken like this. But, yeah, my experience with Tekken has been limited to, like, 3 and Tag. So, really, I couldn't play 4, and I discovered I couldn't play 4 when I bought my PS2. And I bought 4, and trying to play through Tekken Force mode with Paul was an exercise in frustration. Because if you don't understand the basics of Tekken, you're not going to do well at Tekken Force mode. I mean, you could kind of, sort of get through Tekken Force knowing a little bit, and I have. But I it's really designed for people who like Tekken. It's really designed for people who can actually play Tekken. That's the whole point.
It's just a bonus adding on to the story. It's basically all it's doing.
Yeah.
You can do some basic moves, but the way Tekken is always set up is as you advance, the smarter the computer gets.
Yeah.
So if you keep doing the same moves over and over, by time you get to the second, maybe even third stage and everything, the computer's like, you need to find something else.
Yeah.
So, and it's more frustrating to people who are not, not fluent in Tekken.
Yeah.
If it's designed so you can start evolving your play style. That's the reason why they do it.
Yeah.
But Tekken Force scenario mode, anything, it's just a side thing, just to add a little bonus. I mean,
yeah,
most people already know the storyline, but it helps out with the storyline if you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
So,
four
was probably the best one. Three, not so much.
No, three wasn't very
good. I like three. I ain't gonna lie. We would take turns playing Tekken Force mode on three. But when it comes towards the storyline and everything, it was okay as long as you played with certain characters.
Yeah.
You fought against, main people that they were actually proper fight against in the tournament.
Yeah.
Tekken 4, if you played with Kazuya, it was basically like you were just going through the exact storyline of the whole thing from the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I liked about Tekken 4's mode was that they had the difficulty level. So for somebody like me, who isn't very good at Tekken, I can get through the first two or three levels. As a matter of fact, I've gotten on the easy and the medium difficulty, but trying to beat Dr. Boskanovich at the end of Tekken Force in 3 is crazy. Like, I couldn't do it. I could not get through that. I absolutely could not get through that.
He's a pain.
He is a pain in the ass.
He was a pain. He could do a lot of damage and everything. Even against skilled people, it was frustrating, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I beat him with Heihachi, and Kaylin laughed the whole entire time, because I beat him with Heihachi, because all he did was get a stomp, because every time he'd go over there, he'll do a move, I'll block and everything, he falls down after every move,
yeah.
So I just step on him, every single time, every time he goes do something, I stepped on him, so yeah. Kaylin's like, that's messed up, it's like, yeah, but nothing else is going to pretty much hit him, I was like, sweet. But that gets kind of old. But, stomping someone on their forehead always seems fun. So that's what I would do.
Well, what I like about Tekken is, and especially when they put in Tekken Bowl, I could do a whole nother podcast just on the intricacies of Tekken Bowl. Now, and what I like about Tekken is it's accessible for everybody. Anybody can pick Tekken up and play it. The problem is, if you pay enough attention, you can be really good at Tekken. If you don't pay any attention to Tekken, you can still pick it up and play it. But, I mean, you're not going to do very well, but you'll win a couple of matches here and there. But, like, that's what I like about Tekken Bowl, because Tekken Bowl was designed for people like me who want to play Tekken but don't want to play the fighting game portion of Tekken. So, I picked up Tekken Bowl with another former paramour of mine, and I learned because I couldn't play Tekken, but Tekken Tag was the killer app for PS2, so, I mean, I was like, alright, let me play Tekken, and so I got to playing Tekken Bowl, and that's why I said I haven't mastered Tekken Bowl, but I'm good enough at Tekken Bowl, I'm at an advanced level now. After, like 7 years, I'm an advanced level. Like, I know the intricacies. It's based off the engine for Tekken. Okay. It's based off the actual fighting game engine, even though it's not a fighting game. You're literally bowling. Like, you're just bowling.
Yes.
They
use that for each character. Each character has their individual strength and weaknesses,
yeah,
and everything. That's what they used it for. And that's what we figured out when it was like, okay, so each character have their own individual strength and weakness. So all you got to do is master one character, or master two characters and everything, and you'll roll like a perfect game almost every single time, because you still got to get the timing down perfectly.
Yes.
Because there's still a little loophole, and you even off a fraction, it could be a huge point. So
yeah, That's what I liked about it, is that you could like master two characters, and you know, you would be able to roll a perfect game, but I have yet to actually roll a perfect game. I've seen it on YouTube where the guy rolled a perfect game. I was like, oh my gosh, that is hard to do in Tekken Bowl.
I've seen a lot of people do it before. So
it's hard though, because you have to know the character. Like, you have to know what category they're in, because you know they're in like separate categories. Some are like light bowlers, some are heavy bowlers. Like, if you're gonna have people like, if you look at Ganryu, I mean, obviously he's gonna be a heavy bowler. He's a sumo wrestler. Like, he's not gonna throw the ball light. He's gonna throw the ball hard.
He's the lightest out of them, though.
Of the heavy bowlers, he is. Other characters.
I would say he's one of them. I think Brian's like the lightest, I think.
Well, no, because, no, well, the thing about Brian is, if they have, and it's the other part of that, if they're heavy bowlers, if they're mechanical in any way, they're heavy bowlers. Now, the only difference is, and you'll get like a targeting thing on there, the only difference is, like, Yoshimitsu is not, he's a medium bowler, but he still gets the targeting mechanism.
That's because of all his armor.
Yeah, well, because of his armor. His armor affords him that. But, like, the jacks and stuff, yeah. You can mess around with the jacks, and it's crazy on that game. But I play, and if you see our videos, I do have a Tekken Bowl video up on our YouTube account. I play with Unknown and Warong. And I like Warong. I just do. I picked him one day, and I was like, you know, I actually like him. But I pick Warong as my cleanup character, because you pick two characters. I pick Unknown first, because like she does in the game, as a playable fighting game character, she cycles through the cast, the entire cast, except for the jacks. She does not mimic the jacks. She cycles through all of the cast except for the jacks for their move set. And each round, she's a different person. She's a different person from the cast. So, like, one round, and I can generally tell, like, I can look at the character and tell who she is, even when I'm bowling. Like, I can look at her and tell, okay, she's probably Jun, or she's Ling, or, you know, like, based on the category, because your little meter goes back and forth, depending on, it goes, how fast it goes is depending on who it is. So, like, I can figure out who she is pretty easily. And I like to use her as my startup. And then if I get a split or whatever, I'll come in and use Warong as my cleanup. But, I mean, it's pretty deep. It's kind of deep. And it's fun. It's a fun distraction from Tekken and from the actual fighting game portion of Tekken. And for me, it's something to do when, you know, I'm sitting there playing Tekken. So, that's why I like it. And I like the jukebox feature that they let you pick anybody's stage music, which is pretty hilarious. So, like, you can have disco music one round. You can have Heihachi's theme, or you can play with, you can have her theme. You can have Unknown's theme, which is hilarious too, because it's pretty good. But yeah, I like the Tekken Bowl. I like the little mini games. Now, I haven't been a fan of the Tekken Force mode since the third game, and I really didn't like it in 5. 5 was obnoxious with the Devil Within. That was obnoxious. I was like, "Come on, Tekken team, this is ridiculous."
I wouldn't classify that as a Tekken Force, because you only got to play with Chen. So
yeah,
that was just. I mean, Tekken Force for me is you can get to pick.
Anybody
you want to, and you know, and that you want to mess with. So Devil Within was more like a really bad platformer with Jin in it that was supposed to tell you a storyline, and I'm pretty sure it did, but I couldn't get
past
it.
Nobody couldn't get past half that crap.
I couldn't get past it because all the rooms looked exactly alike, so I never knew where exactly I needed to go. So I was just like, I'm not going to play this. So, and I played it for a little while, and after that, I was like, this isn't on a 360. I'm not getting any achievements for it. No, I'm not playing this.
No.
So I stopped playing it. Yeah. Now, the scenario mode, and the reason, I can understand why they call it scenario mode on Tekken 6 instead of Tekken Forces, because you're actually playing as a main character. There's a main character going through the game, but you can still pick whoever you want to after you unlock them through it. And it's a little different than Tekken Force because you actually can acquire items and you can equip your characters, because, you know, ever since 5 they had it where you can customize your character, because playing as Paul with the high top fade or with the hair down like he's looking like Triple H can be a big determining factor on how you want to beat somebody now. So, it's actually not bad. It's very, the storyline is very in-depth.
Some of the design leaves a lot to be desired. But
a lot of the stages are repetitive. There do seem to be a lot of the same things being reused. But it was really interesting how they introduced each character. Like, the one that was most interesting to me was, Brian was just being arrogant. He was the first person you come up to other than, you know, you start off with Lars. And Brian was the first one, because Brian's just standing back in the cemetery. He sees you coming. He's just standing there and wait for you. The best one, I thought, was you're running down the street, and I think I was even playing as Brian when I was doing this. No, I was playing as Lars. You're running down the street, and you're getting attacked by all these different Mishima Zaibatsus from all over the place. And G Corporation, because G Corporation is trying to slow you down now. So, you're getting attacked from all these different groups and, you know, these random people and everything. And all of a sudden, you hear, whoa! And this wall comes tumbling down. And Paul comes up, dusts his hands off. And is like, all right, you ready to get this started? So you fight him a little bit, and he takes off and everything. And he's all right, here's the real deal. So that was a nice introduction.
Yeah.
Gunryu does the same thing.
With the sumo wrestlers rolling down the street. Yeah. Gunryu has the sumo wrestlers rolling down the street.
He had sumo wrestlers coming down the street. Yeah.
I like the Jack too, when they have the Jack, because Jamie says the Jacks are not saying hi when they float over to you. But they do say hi. They're like, hi, 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 hi. It's like, what in the world? The Jack is floating over to you.
It's just a Jack patch that's making that noise. It's just a propulsion units. But, yeah, the Jack come in, and that was annoying.
That was so annoying.
A lot of the scenario things are annoying and frustrating.
And it's not so much having to fight the characters. It's the design of how you're fighting them.
It's the characters that you're fighting against. Like, say, for instance, you have a normal life meter that you can extend out thanks to items that you can keep equipping yourself that also makes your character look different. So you change the way your character looks, you can extend out, you'll be able to do certain abilities, like a punch might have a 17% chance. I don't know why it's 17 and not straight 20, but they have these odd chances of doing electrical damage, cold, nullifying the enemy's element damage. You know, you can do all these different elements and stuff. Well, it doesn't matter who you're fighting at the end of the stage, they're going to have 2 life meters that you have to beat them down with. Sometimes it's just them. It's not often, but sometimes you just have to fight against them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to fight against them and other units at the same time. Now, keep in mind, you do have a partner with you, too. But the partner's usually not that intelligent and do really stupid stuff, like jump off a bridge, you know, and kill themselves.
Alyssa, you a dumbass.
And even Raven did some stupid stuff. But
Raven was always getting killed, though.
I watched Raven sit there and watched a tower fall down on top of him. He just stood there and let it die, and it's like, do you want to go back and pick Raven up? No, let him there, sit there. But anyway, a lot of the units you have to fight against their 2 life meters and other units, and these other units may have guns to shoot at you to keep you from doing anything. That's annoying. The most annoying ones, though, are the ones you have to fight units with the character you're fighting against. You kill off the units that the characters you're fighting with. And then, after you get them down to a certain health, more units show up. So, that's annoying. The key one would be...
Jin.
Jin, when you had to fight Jin for the very last time, I think it's the last time. I haven't really finished scenario mode yet, but you fight Jin where he decides he's not holding back anymore. I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to shoot you with my laser beam that freezes you with ice. And then Jin proceeds to show you exactly why he's the king of the Iron Fist. By uppercutting you until you cannot move any further away and you have to hit the ground. Right? That juggle that everyone always wants to do with Jin. Let's see how many uppercuts I can do before the person hit the ground. They answer it in the scenario because you usually either die from the uppercuts and you hit the ground.
Yes.
Or you get hit against a wall and you have no choice but to fall down. But usually by that time you're about to die anyway.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating because you fight against two guys. Jin stands in the back. Two guys are rushing.
Oh yeah, he rushed you.
Then two guys are rushing. There's two guys standing by Jin that shoots you at the same time. Jin's doing the laser, his eye beams that freezes you.
Yeah.
And those guys shoot you, and well, it's you and Raven, whichever character you're using, and Raven's helping you with. Those guys will shoot you, and Jin decides, usually you, to go after him. He either do a simple combo that does a lot of damage, or keeps uppercutting you till you either die from it. Either way, now if you survive, because, you know, Raven decided to do something intelligent, you survive, the first thing I suggest is go over there and kill the guys with the guns. Now, the first time I beat Jin was I killed the guys with the guns, then all I had to do was fight with Jin. No one else showed up. Apparently I was just lucky because that's not what happens. After you drop Jin down to a certain amount of health, two more guys will show up and come after you.
Yeah.
Jin will then, at any given moment, will decide to do eye beams to freeze you. Not the guys who help, because automatically bypasses them. Freezes you, and he proceeds to beat you down. And since they've introduced it, since Tekken 4 Force Mode, you know, the chickens give you health. Actually, it was in 3.
Chickens were in 3.
Chicken gives you health. You don't find too many chickens unless it's in a barrel. Well, in a crate. Well, you got to break the crate. So even after you break the crate, and there's a big chicken right there, doesn't necessarily mean Jin's going to let you get it.
Oh, no. And not only that, they make sure that you can't focus on the crate to get it.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
That's what makes me mad about that.
The thing that frustrates me more about this is if you're focused on one person and you're surrounded by 8 others, if you go to attack that one person, of course, you open yourself up from attacks from all. And I can understand that. But even in neutral guard, if you focus on one person and there's a guy behind you, he can punch you.
Yeah.
Now
it's like,
Now it's like, what's the point of having neutral guard if he's still doing it? Now, I understand now in Tekken 6, it's kind of different now. That if someone's in neutral guard and that someone does a low attack, actually, now I think about it, I think it might have been around since Tekken Tag. But if someone does a low attack, even though the person didn't necessarily block down to block that low attack, they still basically guard it, you know, but it does a little damage now. I'm not going to understand that. But in the scenario mode, these guys aren't attacking low, but they still break your guard.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, of course, it is designed so you have to build up your defenses and your hit meters and everything. So, I guess I have to work on that more.
Yeah. What I like about scenario mode is not even the actual mode. It's the music. I like the map music for scenario mode. And I also like making up storylines when he goes from place to place with the characters. And he goes and somebody shows up and they have this cutscene. Such as Miguel Caballero de Rojo, whatever his name is, Miguel, you know, when he shows up on the docks and he's in that fur coat, I was like, yeah, the American, look, you need to get off my docks. You need to get the hell off my docks. I'm going to mess you up. You get off my docks. Chop you in the throat. What you want here? I'm trying to find that bastard Jin Kazama too. Oh, we on the same side. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you trying to find... You find him. You tell him I said. I'm gonna mess him up if he come back down here on these docks.
That's pretty much what Lars is doing. Each one he encounters, of course, after he beats their ass, they said that, well, I'm after Jen. Jen, I want to get him too. Except for, you know, Paul and Brian. They just want to fight because that's what they do.
Yes. What was some of the storylines I came up with? I thought it was funny. I made up the one about Z Americans on the docks. You came up with Lars talking about Alyssa. Finally in the chamber.
It's like, obviously, she must be a robot. And maybe she's not a robot. She looks kind of like Boskovich. He was kind of robotic. I want to touch and see if they're real. That's all I want to do.
Like, what in the world? Oh, I thought it was hilarious when we got down to Kazuya, when you go to fight Kazuya, and you out there in the temple. He told me, so what time should I expect you for dinner? Jen's like, Daddy, I ain't going to dinner with you. Granddaddy shot me in the forehead twice. Why would I go to dinner with y'all? He threw you off a volcano. I mean, seriously, Daddy, he killed you, like, 20 years ago. Why are we going to dinner? And Kazuya say, hey, you next time you see your mama doing all right? Your mama doing all right? No, Daddy, she's dead. Because Jen thinks she dead. Jen said, no, Daddy, she dead. She got killed by Ogre. You know, the thing that your daddy brought back in here? You know, because he been out there digging in the ground. He talking about, last time I heard your mama wasn't dead. I seen her out there on 5th and Crenshaw. And you tell her when it comes time to get that child support, I ain't paying no child support. It been 20 years. You grown now. You got your own company. Why should I have to pay child support? And you tell her she better put some clothes on out there smoking that peyote in the forest and shit. And don't be bringing that cocaine in the house no more. She out there, eyes glowing and shit, covered in, looking like a bear vomited on her. Look like the bear vomited on her. You tell her she better stop bringing that cocaine in my house. I was like, see, you know what? I have spent too much time playing Tekken. I have played too much Tekken. I have read too much about Tekken and kept up with the games and stuff, because the fact that he's talking about the bear looked like a bear that vomited on her. I'm talking about Unknown, by the way, because that's supposed to be like his. That's supposed to be they claim in the art book that was gonna be her sister. That was gonna be Jen's aunt. Supposed to be John's sister, younger sister or whatever, and she got possessed by this forest demon or whatever. Yeah, so, because they have never come back and confirmed whether or not that's John or not since Tag. They have never even mentioned Unknown again. They have never talked about nothing. It is as if she never existed. If you didn't know she was in Tekken Tag, you never know that she was even in the Tekken storyline whatsoever. She's not even in that.
It's an alternate story.
Yeah, she's a what if.
And that game was a what if.
Yeah, the whole game was a what if.
It's a what if thing.
So I'm wondering if Tekken Tag 2 is going to be a what if.
It's going to be the same thing and probably carry on.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be a what if.
It won't be in the same way, though. I mean, things will be very different. Everyone was like, it's not like Tekken Tag. Of course it's not like Tekken Tag.
I would expect it not to be.
Namco won't do the same thing over and over. That's what happens to video game companies, where they decide, you know, let's keep making money and giving them the same thing, which is add two more, you know, characters and everything like that, but we won't change that much. We just keep doing it every year.
Midway.
So they won't do that. So it'll be different. They may have a storyline, but I don't understand why they would need one, because in Capcom release versus games, there's really no storyline for those.
No.
You don't need a storyline. So I wouldn't have cared, but everyone's like, you got to figure out who this is. You know, don't you think? I mean, she's the only one not in this game, and everyone brought back. You know, it's got to be her. She's always start off with her. Don't you think it's unique she started with her?
Well, now, I do think it is unique that they made her start off as Jun. every time you start up with her, and she even looks like Jun. I didn't even notice it until I was like,
they probably couldn't help it because since it is just her image and everything, and all it is like, she's gonna switch styles, and she always starts off as her.
Yes, she does. Yes.
They couldn't help it. It was like, it's going to hurt. We're going to make her and everything, you know, and she's going to switch through characters, you know. She can switch character styles. That sounds good. Now, we need to program one that she's got to start as, you know. Can't be
yeah,
random.
She's always got to have one to start as.
Can't be like Mokujin, you know. I mean, it's got to start as, might as well just start at hers, you know. Since it is her, might as well just do it that way. That's probably what they did.
Yeah. So, I thought that was interesting, though. I like the character, and I wish they had expanded more on her and said, you know, gave her a real storyline, such as that being her sister.
Shouldn't have been a storyline on it in the first place. The only thing that says, what we decided to do is, because you like Tekken, and we need more money, we're going to put all these characters together, you can form your dream team. Beat up other teams. Perfect.
Well, also, though, I noticed the character select screen, too. All they use the portraits. If they were not in a certain game, they used the portrait from the game, last game that they were in.
Yeah.
For tag. I thought that was interesting. But anyway, yeah, I wish they would have expanded on that and said that that was like her sister or whatever. I mean, if you're going to introduce this new character, you've already said who Mokujin and Tetsujin is. Like, tell me who she is. Without, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to even go into it too much. Just say, this is Jun's sister. She's sure. Possessed.
She wasn't a new character the way I seen it. They didn't introduce anyone new in that game.
No, not really. Not really.
The way I see it.
But I'm looking forward to Tekken Tag 2. I'm hoping they bring back Tekken Bowl. I mean, I know they put it in Dark Resurrection on PSP, but I really, really, really kinda want it.
Game I want.
Yeah, the volleyball, the Tekken ball mode was kind of fun.
I
don't
like
with the Bears. I used to play with the Bears and Heihachi.
There's a good friend of mine to told me because we used to play the Tekken, what was it called on 3? Was it volleyball, Tekken volleyball?
It's Tekken ball mode.
Tekken ball mode, okay. And I remember.
Because it had the three different balls that you could use.
I remember when we were trying to explain, I was like, you know, I actually like it. And it's actually much better if you played against people other than computer, because as Ted King had told me, he said, what they're trying to do is, they're trying to hit you. He said, and the ball. He said, now, it's not necessary in that order. If they got, the only thing they're thinking about is, I can beat him. If I just hit him and not let this ball hit the ground, I can beat him. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to hit him, and I'm going to hit the ball. I'm going to hit him, then I'm going to hit the ball. Oh, yeah, I got to get this ball. But I need to hit him. That's
yes,
all they're thinking about.
The computer, so, yes, you'll see the computer do some odd things
so
in Tekken ball mode.
We came up, and it's really sad. Me and Kaylin came up with some really cheesy stuff. Because we'll come up and we'll get, like, in-your-face action going on right there where the line's at and everything. And someone get a little too close to that line. And I got Paul Phoenix, boy. You hit, whoa, against that person. And then I'll just kick the ball real quick. So the person is laying down on the ground as the ball hits right beside him.
Yeah.
Taking off life meter. So
yeah,
they could bring that back, but I can see how that would be a little aggravating for people playing online. But it'd be very enjoyable.
Yeah, I like playing. I did play with the Bears. Once I realized it's a lot like Tekken, it's like the Tekken Bowl. With the thing where they have the they have certain categories, the Bears do a lot of damage. If they hit the ball, you can hit, and this is with everybody. If you can hit the ball with a super move,
if you can build up, yes,
it would, and yeah,
really fast,
yeah, and it does a ton of damage if they get hit by it.
You gotta build up that ball meter and everything, doing all that damage. And what we used to do, we try to build it up to the max and everything. And we always played the Iron Ball. And,
yeah.
Keelan would play Lei Wu Long, because he'll go into the snake style and keep jabbing it to build up the meter real quick. Then I would play someone like Heihachi or something like that. And after we build up, then, you know, we're trying to figure out, we got to hit that person with the ball. Because, you know,
yes.
That'll knock them down.
That'll knock them down. If not, kill them.
Yeah, that'll knock them down and everything. And then, you know, try to get that ball, try to spike that ball down on the ground then. Try to kill them. So that's when we come to realize unblockables suck. But if you can get it off, It worked.
Oh, it did ridiculous amounts of damage to the ball if you could get an unblockable off.
And some people, the jacks, it didn't work well, but the rest of them, it was pretty good.
The bears, yes. So. But yeah, so what I really like about Tekken is the fact that Tekken, if you look at the progression of Tekken from the first game all the way up to now, it's ridiculous. Now, I'm going to have to tell you, I'm not a fan of the haze graphics that they did with 6. I was so not happy with that when I actually saw 6 up close. Now, I'd seen pictures and video of 6, and it didn't look that bad. But, because you can kind of excuse that. That's most of the time, that's somebody's video encoding, or that's like their TV or whatever. But when I actually saw Tekken, I was like, okay, the haze on this looks ridiculous. Like, come on, y'all. Y'all went from ridiculously real-looking graphics in 5 and Dark Resurrection to this fake-looking crap in 6. I mean, you could look at people and tell they were not real in 6. And you know, it wouldn't have been so bad if that's not, if they hadn't gone from the realism in 5 to this in 6. If they had just had that realism and kept with the realism, okay. And if they had started the haze nonsense between 4 and 5, that would have been okay. Okay. But it was that haze. I'm not, yes, I realize you can take it off. You can turn it off, the graphics filtering. But I was like, it looks fake. Like, there's this sheen on it that does not need to be on it. Like, especially coming from 5, because when I was sitting there watching the intro for 5 for the very first time, we were sitting there like, okay, that person looks real. That person obviously does not look real. Like, Fang, he never looked real. But like, if you look at that intro and look at Lei Wulong, he looks real in the intro. Ling Xiaoyu and the bear looks real. Panda, her and Panda look real in that intro. Asuka, not so much. She doesn't look real catching the cat. I mean, you can look at her and tell she doesn't look real. Who else was in that Tekken 5 intro that looked real? It was somebody else, old Raven, at the very beginning when he says Heihachi Mishima is dead. He looks real. He actually looks like Wesley Snipes did, really. I mean, it's like they had Wesley Snipes come in and do it, which they probably needed to, so he gets some money so he can pay his taxes. But anyway, he looks like...
He wouldn't have done it.
No.
Because,
you know, he wouldn't have either.
Wesley Snipes will say, my character has to be the main focus.
Yeah. He would try to make himself be the main focus. But, and they tried to say that they weren't patterning him after Wesley Snipes.
I can understand that.
But they did. Because he looks just like Wesley Snipes. Come on now. Much like Lei Wulong looks a lot like Jackie Chan. And Forrest Law, of course, Forrest and Martial Law look a lot like Bruce Lee. Yeah, come on now.
Forrest doesn't look like him anymore.
No, yeah, he doesn't look. Marshall doesn't look like him anymore. No, but Forrest does. Forrest looks just like him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I noticed that. But he looked like they look like real people in 5.
Yes, but the problem is we're Americans. And what happens when you put people who begin to look extremely real on a video game?
Yes.
You get Americans going out doing the exact same thing and end up killing people. And yes. And then want to sue a company because they had it in the video game. Looked real. It was realistic. You can actually do it. I did it because I saw it on a video game. Now, that person will take the blame of saying, you know, I killed that person using that move. It was a dangerous move. But parents will say, video games are for children. You can't be showing these kind of things on there. You know, it's got to be more cartoony. They got to understand the difference. Children don't know any better. No, because you're not teaching your children any better.
Yeah, I know. I know, and that's why they toned down the realism, yeah.
Well, actually, I care less about it. I thought it still looked good.
Oh, I mean, it looked good. It's just that...
The game looked great. The people looking real, I can care less if they look real, they look animated, or anything like that. The backgrounds is what...
Yeah, the backgrounds are pretty detailed.
Well, Tekken has always been, you know, this place looked good. You know, this looked like a place that actually exists. I like that part of it. What I do not like about Tekken 6, it was the same thing that I've always said I was not going to like about Tekken 6. And that was the bound feature. You know, the feature that allows you to continue a combo after someone's hit the ground and keep going.
Yes.
I did not like that feature.
Our friend Jamie had told you about that when he first started playing.
Well, when he said that he played, he said, oh, you're not going to like that. And I told him after watching YouTube videos, like, oh, I'm not going to like that. That's broken. the fact that the person can't really get out of it because they hit the ground, I really don't like that. Now, I'm becoming accustomed to it, and I come to realize that although I've learned to use it more to my advantage, I still do not like it. Even using it to my advantage, I still don't like it. And what I've seen a lot of people say is, then the key thing is, you know, keep hitting the person so they won't do it to you. Yes, but that's not the point of what Tekken was about. The first thing I want to do is I want to do combos. I want to do decent combos. If I can hit you before you can tech hit against the ground and you can't tech hit against the ground, that's fine. But don't put it in the game engine saying that you got this X amount of time before you can get up so the person can keep doing a combo. Yeah. I didn't like that. And the rage. That was another thing I don't like.
That rage nonsense.
Because because you're about to die, all of a sudden you can do more damage. It's like double damage almost. Yeah, it's like double damage than what you could do before you wasn't. I was like, okay, how's this wrong? Well, let me see. I hit this person. This person is about to die. Using the bound feature, this person is now enraged, gets up, does 6 hits, and now I'm dead. So.
I don't like that either.
That I didn't like. Now, what's annoying me the most about, it's been annoying me about Tekken for quite some time now, is the supernatural bosses you have at the end, but I've come to expect that at the end.
Oh, gracious.
But this one.
He is ridiculous. He makes Jinpachi look like.
He has this force field hard armor thing that you gotta bypass that only certain people who have, depending on their status on second game, can do more damage to him or not. May bypass him. So basically what you have to do is read the frames and notice when he's about to attack you to hit him to counter. Sometimes it works and you'll stop him. Other times he'll completely ignore it and it might not even register as a hit. So
that's aggravating.
That is frustrating. I mean, if you got like hard hitters like Paul, Brian, Heihachi, King, I did it pretty decently with King. Jin didn't take long. Kazuya didn't play long.
Yeah.
Kazuya took a little longer than Jin. But if you playing with someone that has more finesse like Nina, it took me like 6 times to beat him with Nina. Because I had to wait till he was about to do a move, which means I was constantly tapping the buttons, when he was about to do a move, to jab him out up, to pop up, to do a combo. Now, the good news is, once you pop him up and do a combo, you can carry him all the way down to wherever you want to stop. You can keep the combo going. And you can hit him with unblockables. The bad news is, he will tech hit out against the ground, you know, automatically doing the move. And he may hit you with, you can see the I-beam coming unless, you know, you're already committed to doing a move and there's nothing you can do about that. And the combo that you just did that popped him up in the air and gave him and got you started might not be the same one that will get him then, because you can keep doing it then and he'll do the move. He'll start a move to counter hit and you do the same thing you did before and a force field armor, whatever.
Yeah.
Just completely negates it and he just hits you. There's nothing you can do about it. And then when you get into the final round, he's automatically enraged regardless. So he's not red, he just does more damage automatically.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating. But other than that, so far, I will say I liked it. I like the backgrounds.
I wasn't impressed with the soundtrack. The soundtrack,
I guess, grows on you after a while. It doesn't really sound like something that Tekken would have, but at the same time, by now, they have no choice but to change the styles.
But it's so generic now.
They have no choice but to change the style. And all the money that I had to spend on, scenario mode, I spent a bunch of money on the scenario
mode. Yeah, you could tell. They put a lot of
That's where I did a lot of work on. Getting down the storylines for each individual person, the whole map that they had to come up with, the cinematics that had to do with Lars to explain Lars, I also enjoyed, I like the fact that they overall sped up the game much faster.
Yeah, the game is much faster.
Everyone is much faster. So I definitely like that. I think that was a plus. I had to get used to that at first, but I think that was a plus. Combo styles, you don't necessarily have the same combos over and over. It's very different.
Yeah.
I like that. So, all in all, I have to say it's a decent Tekken, but the negative things I would say is the bound, because even being on the end, even being as someone who's been on the end of the bound feature and someone who's used the bound feature, I will still say it's, you know, I like it where, probably because I played 5 so much, I like it better on 5, you know, if the person doesn't get up right as they hit the ground and you continue this combo on, you know, then, you know, obviously the person just didn't tap the button fast enough or something like that. While bound is making it so the person lays down on the ground, they have no choice but to take whatever hit's coming. And it's up to the person to decide, should I hit this person again or not?
Yeah.
So, it's less defensive, but so far I give it a good, I mean, it's a good Tekken so far.
I the one thing I don't like about it is, I mean, from a non-player standpoint, is the soundtrack. I think it's very generic. Compare it to the other soundtracks from Tekken. I mean, now, the soundtracks for the majority of the Tekken games, I mean, I really actually like them. Like, I have all the soundtracks. But, like, this one, I've downloaded a couple of tracks for it. Because, like, I love the map, scenario map music. That's pretty awesome. That is like Tekken of old. I mean, you can tell that's like, that immediately evokes, like, the Tekken style. But, and I like the continue music. But, like, that's really not too much Tekken. That's new for Tekken. That kind of music being your continue music. Unless you have, like, the name entry music from Tekken Tag. That's what that reminds me of, actually. Other than that, and I do like Azazel's Chamber. I like that. That is fitting for him. That was pretty fitting for him. But other than that, like, I'm just not, those couple of tracks I really love, but everything else is kind of like, and the subway. I did like the one with the subway. It's called City After Dark theme. That one's pretty nice. But can't really get excited about anything else. It just doesn't seem Tekken-y to me, I guess. But I do agree with Jamie. The backgrounds are, like, ridiculously detailed in this one. I like the snow background. That one is the one where people start looking realistic on that one. That one really shows up the character detail that they went through to, you know, to give the characters more detail in this one. Is they're pretty detailed in 5. I mean, I thought even in 4 they were still pretty detailed, but 5 really pushed the envelope for the detail. And then you look at them in 6, and I mean, you can still see the detail. And this was part of what we were talking about before with Tekken. If you look at the differences between games, like the advancements between games, it's ridiculous. Like, the advancement between 1 and 2, like you said, 2 was like a completely whole nother animal for Tekken than 1 was. Then look at the difference between 2 and 3. 2 and 3, there's a huge leap, obviously, even graphically and, like, game system-wise. The difference between 3 and Tag is huge in graphics. Now, engine-wise, not too much, but graphics-wise, yes. 3 and Tag might as well not even been based off the same thing, the way it looks. And the music, because the music was far better in Tag. And then
the home version had nice remixes of 3.
Some of them I liked them okay, but I really didn't care for too much off of the 3 soundtrack.
A lot of the remixes that went on the home version for Tekken 3 was on. Well, I noticed a few up on Tag, not too many on, but a few of them was.
Yeah. Well, the ones on Tag were like all, even the difference between the Tag home version and the Tag arcade version music was ridiculous. So I have both soundtracks. But, and I actually physically bought the soundtrack for Tag, and I bought the arcade, version of Tag soundtrack. But then I looked and I was like, wow, the difference between Tag and 4 is ridiculous too. Like, the graphics wise, oh, that's, it's like they finally figured out what they wanted to do with PS2. I mean, because you have to remember, Tag was early on in PS2's lifespan. So, and that's why I noticed that too. They take advantage of the technology in the systems. So, like, you can look at the difference between Tag and then look at 4. And it's like, what? This is the same game? Is this the same series? 4 looked amazing. And the music was pretty good for 4. I really liked the soundtrack for 4. And that's sad, that's interesting because I really don't even like 4 that much. I didn't particularly care for Tekken 4 all that much. But the soundtrack for Tekken 4 is pretty good. And then you look at the difference between 4 and 5. The difference between 4 and 5 is just way out there. Like, it don't even look like the same series anymore. Like, really. I mean, each, you can tell it's a different, it's supposed to be the same series, but, like, 5 might as well be next generation completely, not even the same thing. And then, because if you look at 4 and then look at Dark Resurrection, it's ridiculous too. But then you look at, now, the difference between 5 and 6 is not that much. I mean, the backgrounds, yes. But character design-wise and stuff, not really. It's really not different than 5. Not that much difference between 5 and 6 to me. And the soundtrack got worse because I love the soundtrack for 5. And that's only because 5 has grown on me so much. Because sitting here watching Jamie play 5 is like, really? I have to hear the song again. I kind of even know the order of the songs now. But yeah, 5 and 6, there's not too much of a difference for me. I mean, I can tell the difference in the backgrounds and stuff, but the character stuff, no, not really. Except for the haze. That's a bit much. But I don't know. I mean, I like the graphics in all of the Tekken games anyway. And that's one of the things I pay attention to when I play Tekken, because I'm obviously not paying attention to the game engine because I'm not very good at it. So I gotta notice something about Tekken. But, yeah, I think overall 6 is okay. It's not bad. But, yeah, that whole bound thing is ridiculous. And Azazel is annoying. But, I mean, I think otherwise, though, that Tekken 6 is alright. I think that they did a pretty good job with 6, bringing it forward. And I think that 6 is the middle game, of course. So, of course, now you know they're going to have, they have to do 3 games, then a tag. And then 3 games, then a tag. So, I think, though, Tekken 7 is probably going to be the last one. I think. Because now they're starting to run out of stuff. You can tell. They're really starting to run out of stuff. With storyline-wise. There's only so much that Heihachi can survive. Because Heihachi's like, I mean, seriously, like, Heihachi dead. Heihachi should have been dead a long time ago, but there's only so much that Heihachi can survive. So, and they're really not gonna,
well, the game has progressed past Heihachi, and yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they're gonna get rid of Heihachi anyway, because the guy who did Heihachi's voice is passed.
Yeah, so, he committed suicide, as a matter of fact.
They wouldn't necessarily, I don't think they would necessarily continue on with the character and give him a different voice like they did with Brian. I don't think they would continue on and give him a different voice. So I think they'll have it where, because in 6, the world still thinks Heihachi's dead.
Yeah.
Because according to storyline, Heihachi woke up and 5 was already over. So I think in 6, he eventually, of course, he's going to fight Jin. Playing through a scenario, it fights Chen and Kazuya. So I'm thinking even Lars. Lars might have even killed him, since only someone with Mashima Buds, the only one can get rid of him anyway. So
yeah.
It's either that or they're going to imprison him. They're going to get rid of him somehow. So, and they got enough stuff going on with Chen and Kazuya that they can continue that on for at least another 2 or 3 games. So
Yes, unfortunately,
and
yes.
Now they're introducing the Lars and Lee still out there, so you'd be surprised. And then, you know, you got Ahsoka, and they introduced her obviously for a reason other than for the June players. But obviously they put her in there for a reason, so they're gonna have to continue on something with that.
Well, also, they have not confirmed whether or not Jen is... I mean, they have. Dude came out and said, and the producer came out and said, Katsuhiro Harada came out and said that Jen is confirmed not to be dead. She's not dead. Jen thinks she is. Everybody else thinks she is, but she's confirmed as not being dead. So... she could easily come back and make something of a story, I suppose. So maybe they're going to wrap that up in 7. Seems as though she's been missing now for, what, 4 games? She's been missing since 3. The beginning of 3, so that's 3, 4, 5,
that'd be a little
messy. 6.
They would have to completely change her then, because, you know, then you have 2 of the same characters on 1 game.
Well, they had that, though. They've had that before.
They did, and that's how that worked.
How? Who was... where was that a bad thing?
On tag, you had Jen.
Yeah.
Jen, who basically had all theirs and everything. And, you know, then, you know, that's pretty much what Jen was doing on 3 and 4. Let's just completely change them. So.
Yeah. Well, yes, they that's how they got around that. They just said, oh, after his granddaddy shot him in the forehead twice, he decided he was going to... yeah. He gonna unlearn the Mishima style karate.
I mean, even now in 6 and 5, for that matter, you got Eddie and Christy. They're pretty much the same thing. So I mean, you play one or the other. They basically have the same. I mean, there's slight differences. You know, one slightly faster than the other, and the one does more damage. But still, I can't see in Tekken 7 there still being Eddie and Christy out there. They'll just eventually make it where it's one or the other.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did in 4, if you'll notice.
Yes.
When they introduced Christy,
yep.
They made it so that it was one or the other. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
They're just taking up a spot there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed 4 wasn't... 4 was a reason to pare down the roster and bring back people that they wanted to bring back, such as Kazuya. You know, bring back the people they wanted to bring back. Reintroducing people.
They're just reestablishing the storyline.
Well, they definitely wanted to pare down their roster because it had gotten up to like 35 people at that point. So 35 people, because there's like 32 people in tag or something like that. It's now up to 40 people, I do believe. So it's like, yeah, okay, you got to pare down some storyline. You're going to have to kill some people off. Some people should not appear in this game. I mean, seriously, like, if we're going to bring them back, that's fine. But, like, notice they got rid of Kunimitsu because...
she shouldn't have been created in the first place.
Yeah, they got rid of Kunimitsu. They got rid of who else? Alex and Roger, but then they brought back Roger Jr. Who else they got rid of? They got rid of somebody else.
Well, they had like 15 million jacks.
So yeah, they got rid of one, and they just pared it down to the jack.
You don't have prototype jack anymore.
Yeah.
Which is good. There's going to always be kings, because they got to keep the kings.
Yes, but notice, they narrowed it down to, now it's just 2 kings, really.
Yes.
It's really just 2 kings.
You won't have, like, it won't be a game where there's like 3 kings on there or something like that, and I don't think. Because there's Armor King. Armor King, of course, died, and then, you know, there's Armor King's brother on this one. This king was not the original king that you've been playing with, so.
The original king died. The
original king died, you know, and same thing with Yoshimitsu's.
Yeah, they're different Yoshimitsu. Well, this one here, I think, is the same one.
This was the same one.
Since 3.
Yes, I think so.
It's the same one since 3.
4. Yes, I think so.
Well, you know what? It is. It's the same one since 3, because the 1 in 3 was the one who started the grudge with Brian.
Yes.
Because Brian killed up his clan members. So, yeah, this is the same one since 3. But They that's how they get around that too. They can always insert a new one at any time and say, "Oh, well, we changed Yoshimitsu. It's a new one."
They just do it by storyline, and you know, yeah. Tactics are a little different. So yeah.
Yeah.
But
I like, and you know what I really liked about 6 was the attention to detail with the kings talking. That was awesome. When they had the kings talking.
Well, it's the language period. I mean, you know, Wang definitely speaks Chinese because, you know, that's where he was, so.
Yeah.
They had him speaking that. Ho Rong is Korean, so they had him speaking. I mean, it made sense.
Yes.
So, I could see them doing that.
Well, I thought it was awesome, though, that they had the king's growl when they speak. They're not speaking Spanish, even though they are, they're Mexican.
Yeah, a lot of people's like, you know, they're going to be speaking in Spanish. No, they have their own language.
Yes.
That's why they're...
Well, the things you can... I think what it is...
But the best thing about it is everyone can understand them when they speak.
Yeah. The mask, I think, what happens is, what they want you to think is the mask, when you hear the king's growl, they're talking. But people understand what they're saying. People understand clearly what they're saying. We just hear them as growling because of the mask. But, like, when they were having a conversation with Marduk out there in the cemetery, he understood perfectly what they were saying. He understood very perfectly exactly what they were saying. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought it was, but I thought that was really cool that they had the tiger mask, they had him growl. That was one of my other parts of my storyline, too, was that King, every time you would see King, he'd have his mask on, and he would say, "Grr." "Grr, you just beat my ass." "Grr, I'm gonna have to kill you." Yeah, I had all kind of storylines going. I seriously, like, I make up all kind of storylines for all of the characters. Yeah, so it's kind of hard to keep track of what storyline I've given them. But, like, yeah, I thought it was funny. He would just say, "Grr." But, yeah, I mean, we play a lot of Tekken, and we keep up with Tekken. Like, I'm looking right now, and we have Tekken 3. I know I have 3 on PlayStation. Tag 4, 5, 6 now, and what else? We even once upon a time, well, we never had Death by Degrees, did we?
No, wasn't interested in it.
Yeah, I just wasn't interested in it. Like, I mean, I like Nina and all, but I'm not that interested in Death by Degrees.
Again, if I'm playing Tekken Force mode, I need to be able to play more than one character.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too interested in Nina's storyline stuff. But
the main reason why I didn't play Sub-Zero Mythologies, and the same reason I didn't play that horrible Jack game.
Hey, man, Sub-Zero Mythologies was not that bad if you could get around the whole button to turn around thing. I could ignore the button to turn around problem, even though that's very bad. That's a very, very, very bad design decision. I was like, "Ooh, come on, John Tobias, really? You let him have a button to turn around? This is Mortal Kombat. Like, he doesn't have to have a button to turn around." And what platformer do you know has a button to turn around?
What platformer you know that had someone to do half a circle just to do a move?
But that was actually... I had no problem with that, though.
That was the problem. Well, the way they see it is, if they didn't give you a way to turn around, they didn't give you a button to turn around, someone's going to over-exaggerate that circle. They're going to mean to do a freeze, but instead turn around and look the opposite direction. And then it was like, "This sucks. This game sucks. Let's get rid of it." Although the only way they can fix that is assign a button to do that move. That's the best way they can fix it. Assign a button saying, "This button here will make you freeze people. That way you ain't gonna worry about it. That way you can turn around freely without having to press a button to turn around. Or to jump stupidly."
So. I don't know, his jumping skills were interesting. They were interesting. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, that's not, I'm kind of like, "No, Tekken, stop, stop, stop. Do not make platformers. No, you are a fighting game. Stop. You are awesome as a fighting game, but stop making platformers."
Well, not only with Bandai and anything, you know, the platformers will probably change. So
I hope.
That's probably what they would do, so it's no telling. But, again, if they're going to make, you know, like Tekken Force, if they made like a Tekken Force game, people will buy it, but they got to have the ability to pick whoever they want to.
Yeah.
And that's the only way. I mean, why would you put the pains of going through and getting beat up by 30 people on a screen if you can't play your favorite character to show I beat 30 people?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree about that. Definitely. Well, I think that's about it on Tekken. We talked quite a bit about Tekken here. So, I mean, you know, that's because we didn't do a podcast for the Prince of the Iron Fist, because the Prince of the Iron Fist did not feel like doing a podcast right then. So, eventually, we were going to get around to talking about Tekken, I suppose. So, anyway, see more about our Tekken stuff. Look online. Look at our stuff on our website at GamingInsurrection.com, which is probably where you're listening to this podcast anyway. Go to our archives and you look for, I think it was the third quarter, or was it fourth quarter? I think it was third or fourth quarter 2009 that we did Prince of the Iron Fist. It's the cover. You can scroll down and see it, and it's the cover of Jamie with his with his crown on. With his crown on. And it says Prince of the Iron Fist. That's the actual cover. But definitely check out our Tekken stuff, and also look in our new special section guide that will be coming in October with the fourth quarter 2010 upload. We will have a special section that will feature our chart that we had for the Tekken and Soul Calibur relationships. We're putting that in the special section so that you can constantly download that, since now the only way you can get it is through our issue. But we aim to make that a little bit easier to get and get a hold of, and I thought that that chart, which took a lot of work, was interesting. So definitely check us out online and keep up with our Tekken exploits through our videos. We routinely put up videos, and we will have actually more Tekken videos coming up shortly. So I think that's all we got to say about Tekken. What say you, sir?
Yep, about Tekken out.
All right, well, thanks for listening. Keep up with us at GI, and go to our website, GamingInsurrection.com. Thank you for listening, and check back with us soon.